Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey. I neglected my little Instapot. I went down to the basement and I saw it sitting there on the shelf. I was like, hi, old friend.
Oh.
Where have you been?
Right there you are.
And my Instapot talked back and said, use me. Use me and abuse me. Ooh. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I put some chicken broth in there, some veggies and chicken, various herbs and spices. Noodles and boom, chicken noodle soup last night. It was money.
I don't use my Instapot like I should either.
Well, get it out.
I usually go to the crock pot for the soup game, but you're saying Instapot. I may have to try
the
that.
The nice thing about the crock pot is if you got 9 to 10 hours to kill,
exactly.
But sometimes, busy parents, you got to get dinner within an hour, hour and a half. Boom, done. And the Instapot, you fire that baby up and you're good to go. You're money.
Okay.
The only thing is, his knickknack is terrified of it.
I always think it's going to explode.
Yeah, because the horror stories.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of ones that have exploded on the Instagrammies where the ceiling is embedded, or the lid is embedded in the ceiling.
Ugh.
And that's always slightly concerning. So
just click start and run.
Yeah, I always tell the kids, I'm like, stay away from the Instapot. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it.
But dinner's ready in an hour.
It could blow up. Yeah, it could blow up. Don't even look at it. Stay away. So I had that last night, and I thought it was kind of funny because, I don't know, Katie, can you tell us a story in 60 seconds about how you were bummed out last night?
Oh, I was supposed to go to a really, nice Italian restaurant last night for dinner, and it got canceled at the last minute, and I was super sad about it, and I had my heart all set on lasagna, so then I wandered around the grocery store looking for lasagna that spoke to me, and there was none of it.
Eat me.
So then I went home, and I made chicken and rice, and
I was
so mad at it the whole time I'm eating it. I'm like, you're stupid.
Rice
to
is
the
stupid.
Rice, I know. And even the avocado came in to play a little. I was like, go sit down. What are you doing? Like, I was so mad.
Get out my face.
At my dinner last night. Like, it was...
Avocados from Mexico.
Shut up! I hate your stupid jingle.
I know.
I wanted some lasagna in my mouth.
Exactly.
It's funny
because it so
we had an all-staff meeting yesterday, and we had pizza in here, and Katie's like, I'm skipping the pizza.
Yeah, because I was going to have
lasagna. Saving these calories for my lasagnas.
Yeah, and then last minute, nothing. Not one garlic knot.
Well, I blame your friend who canceled. She's the worst.
I love her, but
she's the worst. Unnecessary cancellation. What a punk. Yeah. I know she listens early, so.
I know, you
Colleen, you suck.
I love you.
Well, it's sports time.
I was just talking to one of our sports guys next door for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
He was getting water. He's like, I'm so thirsty. I got to get some water. It's like, God, they all sound the same.
They do.
It's like, I got to stay hydrated. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. I was like, really, do you?
I was like, what's the big sports news of the day? You got some good pickleball stories or something?
The Broncos, obviously.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Broncos a little later. But
we're talking pickleball today on Altitude.
They've got all kinds of stuff to talk
sports
about over there.
Sports for days. Speaking of sports.
All the training camps are in session. And, of course, the Chiefs are out there practicing their hut-huts and their flea flickers. of course, they got Travis Kelce out there. I guess he's been in the news lately. And they asked him, of course, not about sports ball plays or, what the upcoming season's going to bring. Very first question, hey, how was the wedding? Do you still love Taylor?
It was a fun offseason, man. Wedding was the best night of my life. I appreciate everybody who came out and celebrated and, had fun with us. It was a crazy night. It was full of a lot of celebration, but it's football, baby.
Yeah, boy.
It's football,
poor
baby.
Taylor's going to be married to that for the rest of her life.
Oh, look.
He added it was a childhood dream to be at Madison Square Garden. Oh, that's fun.
It's quite the flex. Like,
it is.
We're getting married. We just took
I just
over.
Never saw Taylor getting married there. Like, Travis for sure. I mean, sports guy getting married at MSG, the mecca of the world, sports world.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what? They made
sounds like he had a good time,
together.
Though.
Exactly.
Like, MSG is what you add to food.
Life. Yeah, it's what's in ramen.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't eat a lot of ramen.
Yes.
Full of MSG. What?
Okay.
Read the label.
He's technically
correct. You're right.
Katie, here's one. Here's a sports story you might want to check out. Alex Rodriguez is in the news. A-Rod, right?
Mm, yes.
Tried to get the word out about a new meal prep company he's part of. But nobody heard anything about the protein-packed options in the meal plan because they were looking at his protein-packed option.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, if you watch the video, he had some... He had some like kind of soft looking pants on that were kind of tight though, and people were distracted by his A-Rod, if you know what I mean.
Was he wearing little pants?
All the comments were just eggplant emojis. Nothing about his new meal company. There's a lot of Jennifer Lopez memes going.
Well, now we know why Jenny from the Block was so excited about A-Rod, so, huh?
He can still swing that bat, it looks like.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to check that out, you can probably just Google A-Rod's new meal prep company video.
Oh, you absolutely can.
And then,
yes, you can.
Avert your eyes, or don't let the children watch it.
Oh my goodness.
His Rod A?
That's exciting.
Woo-wee. Sports. Joshua, you got anything else?
Hard-hitting stuff. Yeah, real quick, the Jonas Brothers, they're getting their NFL on. They're going to be performing at the halftime show for the brand-new Melbourne game on September 10th. The NFC West actually has taken on a new matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, and they're heading down under. They're going to Australia.
So did A-Rod.
Okay. For the first time ever, and... it's exciting because I like the Jonas Brothers.
This is
play
exciting.
Their music, and they're going to be down there. But a lot of the NFL players are kind of up in arms about this.
Are they?
It's about a 20-hour flight to get to Australia.
Unbelievable.
And they do not like what it is doing to
in
their bodies.
In first class.
Well, okay. You're like completely
nice leather
jet-lagged
seats on private jets.
And expected to go
with
play
their gold
your
chains
best.
And, you know,
what is that
bottle mean? Service. Oh, man, I got to get on a 20-hour flight on a private jet. And I could nap the whole time. Oh man!
Right. Well, that doesn't sound as you're making it sound like it's not that bad.
It's not.
That
it's
sucks.
That's easy peasy. These guys are spoiled.
They're like it's like yesterday there still. That's how many hours ago.
Yeah, but
it
they,
is.
When you get there, they got kangaroos and okay, boomerangs well. And didgeridoos.
See, already
wow,
better.
Wow.
I have your attention, please.
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
I don't know about you guys, but I love the sound of people screaming bloody murder. I am into it. You into it, Katie?
This is so
yeah,
into
you
it.
Love it too, don't you? Well, I guess some people don't like it, weirdos. It's specifically people living near Universal Studios Hollywood because they're currently testing a new roller coaster called the Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift, which sounds awesome. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. It hits 72 miles per hour. It has hills and loops. And a feature where the coaster's cars twist like you're drifting. Anyway, some neighbors out there are already pissed because it's too loud, including bloody murder screams from the riders, is the quote.
Well, duh.
It sounds like somebody getting murdered out there. Here's a lady they interviewed on the local news in Hollywood.
I'm sitting here at my desk doing work, and there's like this crazy roller coaster sound. 5 minutes you hear, ah! And you're like, is this really happening?
Yeah, it sounds like it's really happening. That poor
you're
lady.
You're by a theme park. Of course you're going to hear screams.
Yeah,
right?
It's like people getting pissed at airplanes because you live near the airport.
Yeah, or like...
people getting pissed by Vandermeer.
Vandermeer, this is exactly it. Like, you bought your house by a theme park. Why are you surprised?
Ah! Right?
I don't know.
Other people are saying that the ride sounds bloody awesome. He's getting water. He's like, I'm so thirsty. I gotta get some water. It's like, God, they all sound the same.
They do.
It's like, I gotta stay hydrated. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. I was like, really, do you? I was like, what's the big sports news of the day? You got some good pickleball stories or something?
Yeah, the Broncos, obviously.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Broncos a little later, but.
Yeah, so we're talking pickleball today on altitude.
They've got all kinds of stuff to talk
sports
about over
for
there.
Days. Speaking of sports.
All the training camps are in session, and of course, the Chiefs are out there practicing their hut-huts and their flea flickers. So, of course, they got Travis Kelce out there. I guess he's been in the news lately. And they asked him, of course, not about sports ball plays or, you know, what the upcoming season's going to bring. Very first question, Hey, how was the wedding? Do you still love Taylor?
It was a fun offseason, man. Wedding was the best night of my life. I appreciate everybody who came out and celebrated and, you know, had fun with us. It was a crazy night. It was full of a lot of celebration, but it's football, baby.
Yeah, boy.
It's football,
poor
baby.
Taylor's got to be married to that for the rest of her life.
Oh, look.
He added it was a childhood dream to be at Madison Square Garden. Oh, that's fun. Me.
It's quite the flex. Like,
it is.
You know, we're getting married. We just took
I just never saw Taylor's getting married there. Like, Travis for sure. I mean, sports guy getting married to MSG, the mecca of the world, sports world.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what? They made
it sounds like he had a good time, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like MSG is what you add to food.
Yeah, it's what's in ramen. Yeah. So that's why you should eat a lot of ramen.
Yes.
Full of MSG. What?
Okay.
Read the label.
He's technically
You're right.
Katie, actually, here's one. Here's a sports story you might want to check out. Alex Rodriguez is in the news. A-Rod, right?
Yes.
Tried to get the word out about a new meal prep company he's part of. But nobody heard anything about the protein-packed options in the meal plan because they were looking at his protein-packed option.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you watched the video, he had some... he had some like kind of soft looking pants on that were kind of tight though, and people were distracted by his A-Rod, if you know what I mean.
Was he wearing pants?
All the comments were just eggplant emojis. Nothing about his new meal company. There's a lot of Jennifer Lopez memes going.
Well, now we know why Jenny from the Block was so excited about A-Rod, so, huh?
He could still swing that bat, it looks like. But yeah, if you want to check that out, you can probably just Google A-Rod's new meal prep company video.
Oh, you absolutely can.
And then,
yes, you can.
Avert your eyes, or don't let the children watch it.
Oh my goodness.
His Rod A?
That's exciting. Woo-wee.
Sports. Joshua, you got anything else?
Hard-hitting stuff. Yeah, real quick, the Jonas Brothers, they're getting their NFL on. They're going to be performing at the halftime show for the brand-new Melbourne game on September 10th. The NFC West actually has taken on a new matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, and they're heading down under. They're going to Australia.
So did A-Rod.
Okay. For the first time ever, and... it's exciting because I like the Jonas Brothers.
This is
play
exciting.
Their music, and they're going to be down there. But a lot of the NFL players are kind of up in arms about this.
Are they?
It's about a 20-hour flight to get to Australia.
Unbelievable.
And they do not like what it is doing to
in
their bodies.
In first class.
Well, okay. You're like completely
nice leather
jet-lagged
seats on private jets.
And expected to go
with
play
their gold
your
chains
best.
And, you know,
what is that a
bottle family? Service. Oh, man, I got to get on a 20-hour flight on a private jet.
You'd be
and I could nap the whole time.
That.
Oh man!
All right. Well, that doesn't sound as you're making it sound like it's not that bad.
It's not.
That
it's
sucks.
That's easy peasy. These guys are spoiled.
They're like it's like yesterday there still. That's how many hours ago.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
They, once you get there, they got kangaroos
okay,
and boomerangs and didgeridoos.
See already.
Wow! Wow!
I have your attention, please.
You thought you'd heard it all.
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
I don't know about you guys, but I love the sound of people screaming bloody murder. I am into it. You into it, Katie?
This is so
yeah,
into
you
it.
Love it too, don't you? Well, I guess some people don't like it, weirdos. It's specifically people living near Universal Studios Hollywood because they're currently testing a new roller coaster called the Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift, which sounds awesome. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. It hits 72 miles per hour. It has hills and loops. And a feature where the coaster's cars twist like you're drifting. Anyway, some neighbors out there are already pissed because it's too loud, including bloody murder screams from the riders, is the quote.
Well, duh.
It sounds like somebody getting murdered out there. Here's a lady they interviewed on the local news in Hollywood.
I'm sitting here at my desk doing work, and there's like this crazy roller coaster sound. 5 minutes you hear, and you're like, is this really happening?
Yeah, it sounds like it's really happening. That poor
you're
lady.
You're by a theme park. Of course you're going to hear screams.
Yeah,
right?
It's like people getting pissed at airplanes because you live near the airport.
Yeah, or like...
people getting pissed by Vandermeer.
Vandermeer, this is exactly it. Like, you bought your house by a theme park. Why are you surprised?
Ah!
Right?
I don't know.
Other people are saying that the ride sounds bloody awesome. So I want to get out there and ride it.
The name alone, it's like, sign me up.
Yeah. Ah! Usher has dismissed
H-E-R.
Online speculation. you just spelled his name.
Oh, yeah. That's what
congratulations.
You do. R-A-Y-M.
Yeah.
O-N-D. Baby, tell me what you want to do with me.
Well, school is back in session, so thank you for spelling that out.
You're welcome.
He is dismissing online speculation that he uses a body double during his concert. Now, this all started after a concert just a couple days ago, actually, at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, when fans were circulating videos claiming that he looked different than usual. He doesn't look quite like Usher.
Really?
So they're saying maybe he's using a body double because, you know, he's getting up there. Maybe his abs aren't that sexy anymore like he was when he was in
his
20s.
No.
And he wrote on his Instagram, y'all are funny. A clone, really? You can't clone this.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, how are y'all coming up with this? AI ain't that advanced.
And then did he spell his name? U-S-H. See, I've seen him once. Josh has seen him twice that I know of.
Oh, Josh loves his abs.
I don't think that he has a body double. I would say that was Usher the whole time.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. When Katie saw him, though, she was like,
how did you know?
I just had a hunch. That would be hard to pull off, I think, in a stadium full of 70,000 people or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Using a fake, you know, a body double.
Yeah.
What is that?
And he has tattoos and everything.
Well,
like,
that's easy.
No, but to be able to get them perfect?
It is.
No, it's not.
Sure, it would
it's
be.
Not. It's
easy,
not.
Easy, easy. Get a Hollywood makeup actor out there, or a person. Yeah. Hollywood makeup.
Artist.
Yep.
Per
there
prop.
It is.
Per professional.
There we go. Yep.
Yep.
People that are big fans of 90s TV shows, you're going to like this. Netflix is going to continue to stream Seinfeld for another 5 years following a renewed license agreement with Sony Pictures Television. After this many years, Seinfeld is still king.
I still love it.
I know, that's the thing. It resonates with, like,
it reached 60 million Americans in the first half of this year alone.
I mean, the new generations, they like the old stuff. They're getting into Friends. They're getting into Seinfeld, you know? All those old shows, they dig it.
Because they're good.
That's it,
quality programming,
I understand
you know?
Why they like them.
Spitting out now.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got, Katie?
Okay, so have you ever gotten a ticket in the mail after they clocked you, like, speeding or something?
No, because I don't break the law.
Shut up. And you're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I would play that, but my computer's frozen.
Dang computer. Well, they don't play in Aurora, so you can't get away with that anymore under a new law.
Wasn't
that was passed.
There you go. Yeah, it unfroze there. That's when it unfroze. Right at that moment.
Okay. So under this new law, the photo radar citation, they're going to assign it to the vehicle's registered owner unless the vehicle was sold, leased, reported, stolen, or the owner died. So unless one of those things happened, you're going to get a ticket. They're not going to look at who was driving the vehicle and issue the ticket to them, right? Before, it was like the world's worst kept secret. You could just say to the city, that wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to even play it
again. And you could get away with it. So now they've completely closed that, and they're just going to issue the citation to the owner of the vehicle. So in Aurora specifically, just be aware.
Do you know what I sound like if I get one of those?
I have those
camera tickets, and I go out to my mail, and I get it, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
And then
I walk back up the street into my house, close the garage door, get into my kitchen, grab a knife out of the drawer, slice open that envelope, and then I look at it, and it's like, speeding ticket, and I'm like,
all that for that, huh? Yeah. Okay, ready for this next one? The flock party at the Denver Zoo, because it's pink, and more pink.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Hey, it's Thursday, but you know, it's the flamingos strutting their stuff at the zoo. So this is to raise awareness and boast 130 years of conservation for the zoo, the Big Flock Party. So it's a flamingo-raised fundraiser, and it's an all-inclusive event. It's got small plates of food, craft cocktails, live music, and pink, and more pink.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
You also get up-close animal experiences. I saw people posting stuff about this last year and even leading up to it coming up on Saturday, August 22nd. So that's a week from this Saturday. But they were posting pictures of the flamingos just walking around the zoo. They let them just kind of go out and wander, and you can just, like, hang out with them. And it's neat.
Hey, flamingo.
Yes, exactly.
I'm having snacks.
I don't know what you'd say to a flamingo, but...
But do you know what they sound like? Like, when they're out walking around?
What?
And you're like, hey, flamingo, look at my snacks.
And they're like,
that's actually pretty close.
It is pretty close. I was going to say, wow, you are spot on with your flamingo impression.
Pretty
there.
Tapped into the flamingo community.
I can see that. I can see
on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
So perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, and then one more. Twilight stars are going to be coming to Colorado. So,
oh, really?
And big ones, too. Ashley Green and Kellen Lutz.
Those are some of my favorites.
Well, are you a fan?
I love
of
Ashley
Twilight,
Lutz.
Ashley
are you
Green,
asking
and
Jeremy
and Kellen
if he's a...
They were so popular.
Katie,
I waited in line
when that first movie came out. Like, opening night, midnight showing.
Yeah.
I was dressed as a vampire. I threw glitter all over me.
Because you know that they sparkle.
And then when they threw open the doors and I went in, I was like,
Ashley
Green, huge fan.
And Kellen Lutz are huge stars in the Twilight series.
Obviously.
So, they're going to be at Paramount Theater for a Twilight screening and even a live Q&A afterward.
Oh, wow.
They're going to share their insights and memories, guys.
I love insights and memories.
See? So you get it. And if you don't... Okay, so you're not familiar with the movies. Ashley and Kellen, they played Alice and Emmett.
Emmett, yep.
See?
That's right.
You get it? They were adoptive vampire
siblings. Vampire
siblings,
see? Yep.
I knew
the whole story. I know
Queen.
It all.
Okay.
What's the main chick's name?
Oh, yeah. That was the one. She's...
It's Bella.
It's Bella, but no, I'm trying to think of the actress's name because she's always, like, really down in the dumps. And
yes.
What's her name?
Kristen Stewart.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
And who's the guy? Who's the guy vampire?
Come on.
Taylor Lautner.
No,
he was the werewolf.
Yep.
But Batman was the main guy.
See?
You guys, I'm tapped in.
It's just been
so many years. Like, I consume so much vampire content. Like, I get all my names mixed up.
I mean, that and True Blood, I know.
Yeah.
You don't even know which way's what.
And I eat a lot of Count Chocula in the morning, so I'm like all jacked up on sugar.
Well, there you go. There's your Mile High High Ball Sparkly and
all
stuff.
Right. Well, no more explosive diarrhea for you. Oh, man.
Really?
So refreshing. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm reading the story this morning. They're saying the 2026 lettuce recall issued by Taylor Farms for all their products. It has essentially cleared the active shelf life window. So all the products that were there on the shelves with the expiration dates, all that has now passed on all that. So it's essentially all been removed and hopefully fresh stuff that isn't covered in monster parasites.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has replaced it on the shelves. So they're saying you might be kind of in the clear, but tread lightly.
Yeah, see, I'm not convinced.
You can dabble in the lettuce.
No, I'm going to need a couple rounds of lettuce to come out before I truly trust the window of shelf life. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We're going to need a couple test rounds.
You need people to go before you.
Exactly. Like, we're not going to just jump back into the lettuce game when that's what was going on.
Yeah. But they're saying at this point, at least, everything that was bad has been pulled from shelves. The expiration date has passed.
I know, but I'm
just
saying.
You never know.
I will let everybody else test that theory.
Well, get this. Speaking of lettuce, I've got this story this morning, and it made me smile. Scientists have finally created a way to put protein into lettuce. They are now, because the world of protein maxing has evolved into lettuce. They've actually created a way where they can shoot pig genes into the lettuce. So you get the same amount of protein as eating like a pork chop in your lettuce now. Do you even lettuce, bro?
I can't.
I got 40 grams of protein lettuce in me, bro. Let's hit the gym. Spot me, Brent.
Is it at least going to make the lettuce taste like bacon?
It does not say that in the story at all.
That would convince me to get back in that lettuce game. Like, I would suit up for that,
but
right?
But they're saying a lot of these health experts are saying there's, like, recipes now and stuff with this lettuce where you can put it in your air fryer and have, like, lettuce crisps. Ooh, little lettuce chips.
Well, like kale. You could do that with kale forever,
make
so why couldn't you?
Like bacon, though?
Yeah. Yes. So now you're going to have little lettuce crisps that have pig protein in it, and you can get your protein on that way and feel kind of healthy, I guess.
We're going to have to change the whole little rhyme, though. This little piggy went to the gym.
This little piggy had a salad. Protein.